There's the final whistle. Kilcooyer Ulster champions for 2019. They have won by 2 points here against Niamh Connell on a 2-11 to 2-9 scoreline. It's been an enthralling final for the province and for football in Ulster this year. But unfortunately, from a Niamh Connell and a Donegal point of view, Martin, it's Niamh Connell who are on the losing end of this game.
Yeah, unfortunate. You know, listen, the better team, we have to say, Oisin, we're hoping for a different. The better team won it. There's no doubt about it. Kilcooyer were the better side. All two the better side. The goals before half time kept Niamh Connell in the game. They showed great character there in the second half to get them five scores in a row in those two tender side. They just could never get back. They got back within that 1 point, but they could never get back, get it back to level even at this stage. And Kilcooyer were the better side, you have to say. Aidan Brannigan did a great job on Kieran Thompson. I know it's an easy job to do, you're just asked to do that marking job, but he did a good job on Thompson. I thought from Niamh Connell's point of view, the big players didn't perform as well. Thompson and McLoone, these players waited a big game. McGettigan didn't just get on the ball, they didn't get him. Look at, they got the two goals, maybe a wee bit of nerves, we witnessed before the game, maybe, you know, here, just to someone you can't deal with, very hard to deal with in finals, watching what happens, you know, never out there, players never there before, young lads, you know, the difference, the build up, the whole build up, you know, they'd enough for the match in Niamh Connell. I was in Scotstown last year and they'd enough for the match, and I was just fearful. I said, I hope not the same result comes out of it, this up for the match on a Friday before the game. But Kilcooyer were the better, the number 7, Darragh Brannigan's got man of the match. I wouldn't agree with it, I would give it, he had a great match, he had a brilliant game. I thought Conor Lafferty was the difference of the two teams, but looking at it, they'll not worry about that today. Lafferty was captain anyway, he'd collect the cup, washing. But from Niamh Connell's point of view, they just didn't perform like they had in games up to now. From Kilcooyer were the better side and you had great scores. I mean, the whole six forward scored, that was named. Ryan McAvoy played in defence, other Eugene Brannigan 2 points from play, Devlin a point from play free, Ryan Johnson a big game, 2 points from play, that man Conor Lafferty got his point from play, he deserved, and Joe Johnson a point from play, and then that Darragh Brannigan 1-2 in defence. Look at, they've been knocking about a long time, they have a lot of experience. What Mickey Moran, what a performance. He won it with Sloughneil, they took him in to win this, him and Conlon Gilligan. What an achievement by Mickey Moran. Kilcooyer, bad semi-final, sometimes it's the best way to go into a final of a poor semi-final, and they made the difference. Niamh Connell will be disappointed. Great achievement to get here, it's been a great year for them, they've done the 21 final to come up as well, brilliant year for them, unlucky. But Kilcooyer, we have to say, even from a Donegal point of view, we have to say, were the better side and deservedly won this game. Oisin,
Brendan Kilcoyne will bring you in. We were talking beforehand that Kilcooyer have not scored any more than 12 points in their entire championship this year, beating Down and beating Ulster. They didn't reach the 12 points today, they hit 11, but more importantly, they got those two goals.
Yeah, they got the two goals, and listen, it was a resolute performance from Niamh Connell. They didn't reach the heights that they'd reached in earlier games, but when you go 7 points down in the first half and expend the energy to get it back to a point before half time, and then go 6 points down in the second half, the energy that you expend to chase that back, and they did get it back to their credit to 1 point, but you always felt that a team with the class and quality that Kilcooyer have would always get another chance, and they did that, and it was that man Darragh Brannigan that really got the clinching score to put them two up at the end. I felt they were the better team throughout the game. I felt they played the more controlled football. Niamh Connell were reliant on the two goals before half time to go in at half time only a point down. As I said, Niamh Connell gave it everything, but they made too many handling errors in the first half. Not enough of their key men played to the level that they needed to play at this level in an Ulster club final. And on the contrary to that, Kilcooyer had some fantastic performances. So they had, and you know, that Conor Lafferty was involved particularly in the first half, and even in the second half we saw him going deep. Who was the man that won the ball from the high free in? It was Conor Lafferty, had it and had the wherewithal and the foresight to get his pass away, because there was four or five Niamh Connell men around him. So a fantastic performance from Kilcooyer all over the pitch, deserving winners of this year's Ulster Senior Football Club Championship.
Yeah, and I suppose, Martin, there was two periods in this game that when it got away from Niamh Connell, so it did. The period was from the 16th minute to the 18th if we look at it, and then the opening 10 minutes of the second half, Martin.
Yeah, that's it exactly, Oisin. You know, there were three points all after 13 minutes. You know, Doherty getting that goal chance but putting it over the bar, and then it went to the 23rd minute, went 8 points to 3, but they weathered very well, and then the 28th minute was 1-8 to 4, and it looked you know, from a Niamh Connell point of view, but they got the two goals in. It looked poor. They got the two goals. They got back to 2-4-1-8 at half time, and then the second half as well. They, you know, 2-10 to 2-4 down, and they got them. There was points they got the second half. They didn't get the goals, and you know, they really dug deep. You have to give them credit. But I, you know, from being involved in management, there's times just, you know, a big final and young lads just freeze, and there's nothing you can do. And O'Brien was involved in management.
Did they freeze today, Martin?
Well, I thought some of the you don't know. The only people can tell is that's the management, and you know this. You know, they were here very early, and the world, it's a different, a final is different, Oisín. It's hard to prepare for it. You know, county finals are different, you well used them, but an Ulster final's a step up, you know. And you know Kilcoo have been here before, and they've lost finals, you know, and they as I said, they arrived, you know, Niamh Connell were coming out in the field, Kilcoo were there. You try everything to get it right, but it's a final, and it's, you know, the pressure's on. They were favourites going into the final.
Yeah, was that a factor on
it? Well, it is, it has to be with young lads, you know. They didn't, we talked about it, like Owen McGilligan is not the player we know he was today. You know, Kieran Thompson's, you know, I know he's been marked and everything else. He kicked three very good frees, you know, and didn't play as well. But you know, this is, but you know, it's just that there's not much you can do about it as a manager. You see it, you try to deal with it, but there's nothing you need that experience. And I just think they didn't play as well as we know they can play. They dug deep and they kept going, they kept taking the fight, and they did everything. And Owen Wade had a massive game from the way he took the fight and everything else. But they just didn't perform, and they know that themselves the way they can. But maybe you have to be in one, you know, sometimes, you know, get in here and you know, from the point of view of loser to get to 1-1. But there's nothing you can do as a management team when that happens. Players, there's nothing you can do. Did they expect Kieran Thompson to be man marked? Probably not. You know, it's one that they pulled, it came out of the hat. Nobody talked about it all week and everything else. But you know, I mean, just
is that the cuteness, the craftiness, and the experience of Mickey Moore?
I go back to the whole pressure. I talked about this up for the match. I was down last year in Scotland for up the match, and we're saying, you know, these up for the matches are great to have them before the games. Maybe it might be better having them after the match or something. But it just put, well, that's all pressure on the team.
Yeah.
That's all putting pressure on the team and all that. Now, nobody means any harm by it, and it's a good idea, but it does put pressure on the team and everything else. It's them to deliver. And you know, you don't know, how do you deal with it? I can't even tell you how to deal with situations like that. I just think they didn't play like the way we know they can play. They were, if you look at the two teams in the semi-final, they were by far the better side. But you have to give Kilcoo credit. They went out there and they showed well experience. They had the experience of, particularly the job that Aidan Brannigan did. Like, Aidan Brannigan was put to midfield to Mike Rory Kavanagh in an inter-county game. Isn't that right, Brennan? And an inter-county game, and did a good job on him as well when Donegal played down. He's a marker, and he did that. To make that decision, take your full back out and put him to midfield to do that job. So they take out the leader, you take out the big player, and the fair play to Mickey Moore, and he was cute enough to do that, and he made that call. And
was that the rabbit out of the hat, Brendan?
You know,
was that the big move for that one?
Yeah, I think you have to give, like, I've been complimentary of Martin Regan, and they've got their tactics right all year, and I'm not saying that they didn't get them right today, but I think you have to give great credit to Mickey Moore and Conor Gilligan and Paul Devlin for the job they did on the Kilcoo team today. They got their tactics spot on, not only on their man marking jobs, you know, they got all the matchups right, so they did, but more importantly how they were able to isolate Conor Laverty on the edge of the square, who was the link man for all them through balls and scores in the first half in particular. They got all them matchups right, and they were able to create a situation. You could just see them drawing all the rest of the forwards out and leaving it one on one as much. Okay, there was a sweeper there, but you can easily take out a sweeper when you can play a crossfield ball, and that's where they got most of their success from. So I think Mickey Moore and his management team have to take massive credit for this. I felt that Niamh Connell were chasing the game at most stages during the 60 minutes today and never really looked in control. They made some unforced errors in the first half that probably were down to nervousness, and players that you wouldn't normally see making errors on the ball were just taking the wrong option at times. So listen, it's a combination of factors. At the end of the day, they were only 2 points away, but it's all credit to Kilcoo, who were the better team on the day, got everything right, and they totally deserve. And you know, sometimes when you lose two finals, it drives a massive hunger in you to push on and win the third one. We saw that with Niamh Connell in the county final in Donegal. And Kilcoo, to be fair, I'm sure that when they were bringing in Mickey Moore, and it was one job and one task in mind, and that was to win today's Ulster final.
Do you know what's tough watching favourites, and you mentioned it, and especially when you've kind of a young, you know, a team not used to being in a final favourite, it's hard to carry that tag. It's not an easy tag to carry. And you know, they weren't favourites in the county final, they were favourites here today. See, Conlon Gilligan did all the interviews after the game, and TG Carr and everything else. Mickey Moore doesn't bother.
He didn't
that
do them with Loch Neilan, he's not doing them with Kilcoo.
No,
Mickey
he doesn't
Moore,
know, so he just lets, he gets on with it. And you know, they go through now to play the Leinster champions, you know, and they're, look at, there's a certain time, you know, you lose so many finals, they feel it was their time and the time was right, and they have really controlled down football this last 10 years, and they'll be happy today, you know, they'll be happy today, and they were the better side. They deserved to win it. I mean, they had another couple of chances of goals. They could have had that goal when they broke the second half at a stage when Niamh Connell pushed up the field. So
did you feel as we went to 2 minutes before the end of the game, Mark, before we went into additional time, that Niamh Connell could still win this.
There was a chance there, but you felt that what happened? Conor Lafferty took over again. Yeah. He came out and he kicked a free and he controlled the game. I thought he was unbelievable. I have to give him credit. I know the man has what? He's in Trinity College working in Trinity and he's 300 sheep, him and his sister, horned yo's up about Kilcoo and that there. And he goes, he's a tough wee bit of stuff made, and he showed his experience. He was the difference in the end of when Needle settled down. When that point came, what did he do? Got the ball on the side, got the foul, kicked the free short, took it back, worked it up the field for the score that the wing back got. Darrell Brannigan got up the field and kicked the point. He just was the difference, that bit of experience. And Connell couldn't get, you know, Liam McLoone and Anthony Thompson or Kieran Thompson, them players on the ball to do that there the other end, which, you know, you have to give Kilcoo management credit. Look, we have to say they were the better side, they won it, they deserve to win it, you know, and they know even at the end they defended well and they got that big man on the field where it matters there then to get his hand that last ball. But I think they were the better side. Look at Niamh Connell, have had a great year, brilliant year. Yeah. It's great credit to them, great credit to the management to keep coming back. And they lost finals in Donegal and they came back, they were going to lose 3 in a row and they made sure they were going to win it. So you have to give them credit, great credit to the management. They'll be disappointed, but it's a great achievement to get to an Ulster final. And you know, Gidor still are the only club from what, St. Joseph's away back that have won the Ulster. And now it's looking forward to the Donegal Championship next year. But it's been a good year for Donegal football, winning the Ulster, getting the Ulster final. And look at Niamh Connell, can hold their heads high.
Just finally then, Brendan, on that note, despite all this disappointment today, losing a provincial final, and probably Niamh Connell know that they didn't perform to the level that they should have performed, when they sit back in a couple of weeks' time and they get together, they'll be able to reflect on a year which was good for them, having come back from losing 2 county finals and then go through that trilogy with Gidor. They were back as county champions again for the first time in 4 years. It has been a successful year for them. With Marty Boyle coming on the second half, that was 6 players that lost the 2010 final that was involved here today. It's been a good year, but when they regroup, this group's young. Can they go again, can they?
Absolutely they can. And you know, we can look forward to a fiercely competitive county championship again next year. Some quality teams. You know, we've seen Kilcara in the Ulster final a couple of years ago. It's not that long ago since Glen Swilly were in it. Gidor champions last year. Niamh Connell runners up this year. So there's going to be great competition. St. Junans are making great strides too. They're not going to be too far away. So it's going to be a very competitive championship. For Niamh Connell, they can take so much out of this year. You know, after beaten in 2 consecutive county finals, to finally get over the line was a massive relief for them. They've done extremely well to get here. They've played some great football en route together and they deserve massive credit for the way they've done it. But listen, they're a young side. There's not too many of them boys that'll be hanging up the boots. They can certainly think over them, mull on it over the winter, but I think they're going to be there, thereabouts. And I'm really excited about the Donegal Championship next year because there are so many teams that are at a good high level.
Okay then, Brendan Kilcoyne and Martin McHugh, many thanks for your contribution today and joining us on co-commentary here at Healy Park in Omagh for this 2019 Ulster Senior Football Club Championship Final. At the start of the day, we were all hoping that Niamh Connell will be emulating Gidor and St. Joseph's by lifting the provincial crown, but unfortunately for the parish of Glendies and Fintown, and indeed for Donegal supporters, GA supporters in general, it didn't happen today for them. It's Kilcoo who take the victory. It is finished 2-11 to 2-9.